This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, March 14th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle.
And KUAF is supported by Aurora Technologies, a digital signage hardware and software provider. Images and videos can be instantly uploaded and displayed on multiple screens and locations, improving communication in hotels, museums, restaurants, medical facilities, retail environments, and school systems. AuroraDigitalSignage.com for more information.
Ahead on Ozarks, a proposal to help fund an expansion of Walton Arts Center moves forward. The Vine Brothers perform inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio, and more.
But first, the Arkansas House yesterday passed a bill that would require all voters to show some form of photo ID each time they vote.
As everyone voted, cast the ballots with 51 yeas, 44 nays, and zero present, to pass the bill.
There were questions as to whether the bill required a two-thirds majority to pass, as some had suggested it might, since it would be a change to the state's constitution. Speaking before the House, Republican Representative Stephen Meeks of Greenbrier brandished a list of documented voter fraud cases and told members the bill does not implement a poll tax. He also said the state would ensure anyone who needed an ID would be able to get one.
This bill also states that for those of our citizens that do not have identification, that the Secretary of State will provide to them an identification that they can use from there in perpetuity. That will be provided for them at no cost.
Speaking against the measure, Representative Darren Williams of Little Rock, a Democrat, said the bill would make it harder for people to vote despite their determination to do so.
There are far too many people who are elderly, who are poor, who suffer from not driving and not don't have transportation, who may have a hard time fulfilling the requirements necessary to this bill to vote, though they are registered.
The bill, which has been amended, will now have to be reapproved by the Senate before it goes to the governor's desk.
A bill that would direct a portion of the state's general revenue to pay for highways in the years to come has many in state education and higher ed programs worried they'll lose a portion of their funding in the future. The bill's sponsor, Republican Representative Jonathan Barnett of Siloam Springs, says some general revenue needs to shift to highways because revenue sources like the state's fuel tax aren't keeping the state's highways adequately funded for upkeep.
20 years, it's flat. We don't have enough money to maintain the existing highway network system. And this bill will give us a little bit of future revenue growth on a limited basis that will help, you know, at least to maintain the existing highway network system. That's what we're trying to do.
At a Capitol rally organized by Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families for education and health groups to speak against the bill, Arkansas Education Association President Donna Morey told the crowd the bill would hurt education in the state.
Any time that general revenue is cut, there's going to be effects on the lives of so many families in Arkansas. And again, the speakers before have said so clearly, we all want good roads, highways for our citizens to travel, but not on the backs of public school students.
Barnett says his bill only skims off growth in general revenue and would create jobs for the state. A spokesman for Governor Mike Beebe says the governor is against general revenue going to highways.
This week, congressional lawmakers are outlining spending priorities for fiscal year 2013, and U.S. Senator Mark Pryor of Arkansas says he supports a hybrid bill that includes appropriations from last year.
The Senate bill is good in the sense that it prevents a government shutdown. Second, it also gets us closer to what we call regular order. We're trying to get back in regular order on our appropriation bills and our budget and all that. This is a step in the right direction. And also, it's usually, on average, it's better than just a simple continuing resolution.
Next week, the Senate takes up the budget for the following year, and Senator John Bozeman says provisions in the budget must be based on pro-growth policies.
Right now, because of our indebtedness and our deficit, a lot of economists believe that that's one of the things that's holding us back and putting a lid on GDP. Getting our economic house back in order, doing the budgeting process — this is the first time the Senate's had a budget in 4 years — doing that process just like the people of Arkansas do every year, and certainly as a federal government, we need to do the same thing.
Senator Bozeman says some Arkansans are still unemployed and underemployed, while others simply have stopped looking for work. He says lawmakers have to make sure budget priorities don't hinder economic recovery efforts.
The next head of the University of Arkansas's Advancement Division will take the reins of the university's fundraising arm in less than 3 weeks' time. According to a press release issued by the university this morning, Chris Weirich will begin his duties as the Vice Chancellor of University Advancement on April 1st. Weirich's appointment to the position was announced last month, but no starting date was given to allow him to finish his duties as Executive Director of the Razorback Foundation. Brad Schott, Weirich's predecessor as head of the Advancement Division, will reportedly work with Weirich to ensure a smooth transition, though Schott will finish his current appointment as Capital Campaign Advisor and Development Officer. The shakeup to the Advancement Division leadership comes after the division ended the 2012 fiscal year with more than a $3.3 million budget deficit.
At this time last week, the Razorback baseball team was on the heels of a four-game losing streak, but then they got their regular announcer back, and they've had repeated home wins last weekend and this week. And now the Razorback baseball team has a six-game winning streak. They defeated Alabama A&M again yesterday, 13-0. That comes on the heels of their 20-2 win Tuesday night against Alabama A&M. Tomorrow night, the Razorbacks get to test their luck as they'll open conference play with a weekend series against number 8 in the country, Mississippi, at Baum Stadium.
Forecast calls for mostly clear skies tonight with overnight lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, Friday, sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with lows around 52.